This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Dr. Ray Pasco is a family therapist and human systems consultant from Manitoba. He says research has found that women request counseling on a 5-to-1 ratio over men, and that practitioners say men are more difficult to engage and more likely to terminate treatment early. It seems that men, in general, have difficulty with the psychotherapeutic process. Dr. Ray Pasco will be in Nanaimo later this month at the invitation of Nanaimo's Men's Resource Center. Workshops will be offered on November 24th, 25th, and 26th, 2011, on the topics of counseling men effectively and exploring male sexuality.
We're joined on the phone by Dr. Ray Pasco. Welcome to People First Radio, Dr. Pasco.
Thank you.
What prevents men from seeking help? What are the reasons for that?
Well, men tend to come in because their significant other is going to leave them. Their employer has said that unless they change their behavior, they will be terminated or they have a addiction problem. Those are the three main reasons that men come in. Women will come in and say, you know, I've had some issues that I'd like to explore, you know, with you. Men have been kind of concerning me. Men don't tend to do this. They tend often to be unwilling participants in the psychotherapy process.
Now, is that because men are socialized differently, or is it because of prevalent media conceptions and images about masculinity?
Well, there's a couple of things. It's the way we raise little boys to be men. And basically, you're a man because you're not a woman. Orthodox Jews in the morning give a prayer to God, thanking God for not making them a woman. Now, I don't know what effect that has in the Orthodox community. I've never had an Orthodox man in therapy with me. But the whole language of feelings and looking inside and sharing emotional pain is not something that men feel comfortable with.
Do men recognize potentially that they have, let's say, a mental health problem, or they have something happening within themselves that needs attention?
They recognize it, but denial is the best mechanism or the most effective mechanism for most men until someone confronts them. Or they're on a gurney in a hospital with a heart attack.
Christopher Kilmartin writes the following in a 2005 academic paper about men and depression, and I'm quoting from his paper. Women are diagnosed with depressive disorders twice as frequently as men, and yet evidence from differential rates of substance abuse, incarceration, and especially suicide calls into question the assumption that men are less susceptible than women to depression. And Dr. Pasco, he goes on to say, it is possible that there is a masculine form of depression that is underdiagnosed and undertreated. So my question to you, Dr. Pasco, is what are your thoughts about this concept? Are there masculine forms of conditions like depression, anxiety, or other problems?
Absolutely. And men tend to see depression as just, you know, a rough spot that they'll get over, and a man keeps his shoulder to the grindstone and keeps on working, whether it be in football, in hockey, in business, or whatever, that you buck up and you carry your own weight and you keep on plowing through. And that, you know, is a terrible burden if you are suffering from depression, which is not just a psychological condition, but a biological condition. When men go for a checkup with their physician, so how are you doing, John? Just fine. You know, a little rough spots, but it'll all work out. Physicians who are most often male tend not to explore that. I taught in family medicine for 7 years in the States. And in the States, it's a 3-year program, whereas here in Canada, we have a 2-year program. And we really do train family physicians to go behind that business of everything's fine. What do you mean by fine? How are you eating? How are you sleeping? How much are you drinking? What do you do for fun? That sort of thing. And those questions need to be asked by the primary gatekeeper, which is often the physician, or their significant other.
Is there a fundamental fear of being seen then as weak or ineffective or something similar that underlies all of this?
It's a terror that most men face, that you have to be strong. Everything is fine. And it's a sign of weakness. You know, little girls start off when they're maybe 4 and 5, and they share secrets, and they share wishes and giggles and this sort of thing. And this unites them and brings them into the female group. Men don't do that. Who can, you know, take the strongest punch on the shoulder or the gut or whatever without flinching? And this is destructive behavior. That's not a sign of being a man. It's a sign of being stupid.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
Research has found that women request counseling on a 5-to-1 ratio over men, and that practitioners say men are more difficult to engage and more likely to terminate treatment early. It seems that men, in general, have difficulty with the psychotherapeutic process. Therapist Dr. Ray Pasco will be in Nanaimo later this month at the invitation of Nanaimo Men's Resource Center. Workshops will be offered on November 24th, 25th, and 26th, 2011, on the topics of counseling men effectively and exploring male sexuality. We're speaking with Dr. Pasco.
Dr. Pasco, what are some of the male-specific approaches that may be required in counseling?
Well, one of the things is that the male client patient has to take the first role. And I've had men say, you know, I don't know why I'm here, but my wife said, unless I got some counseling, she was going to leave me. And I don't know what she's upset about. I mean, I work hard. I don't drink that much. I'm not unfaithful to her. I don't know what she's upset about. And I said, well, I guess that's the problem that you have, that you don't know or can't hear what she's upset about.
Now, you've got two workshops on the go here that are going to be presented in Nanaimo. One is Counseling Men Effectively. The other is Exploring Male Sexuality. How often do you find that the issues that men are dealing with are as a result of sexuality or gender situations, and how does that impact on things?
Well, part of it is sexuality is a difficult topic for most people to discuss. You know, I received training way back when with Masters and Johnson, and we now know that a lot of the research that Masters and Johnson came out with is no longer valid. And we have all sorts of pills and potions for erectile dysfunction, etc. But we don't have any pill for relationship dysfunction. And part of that is in the Saturday workshop, we'll look at the dimension of male sexuality. This is a workshop for men only and open to any male in the area. And we will look at how your sexuality can either enhance or inhibit your function in day-to-day life. Now, the first workshop will be for professionals, and we'll go through videos, we'll go through demonstrations, we'll go through theory, and look at the ways that you have an advantage being a male therapist or having an advantage being a female therapist. Many men feel more comfortable with a woman because they think she'll be more understanding, less judgmental. Well, one of the things that men, male therapists, have to do is not to be judgmental, to give the man a chance to tell his story. But, you know, they tend to tell their story in bits and pieces. They don't dump it out. It's bits and bits and pieces. I'm working with a man right now who I saw when he was in residential treatment for alcoholism abuse. And I asked him, has your wife ever disappointed you or cheated on you? No, he said. Well, I've been at this for a few years, so I knew right well he was not telling the truth. And it's only several months ago that I asked him again. And he said, yes, she did once. And then when we brought her in, it was before they were married and after they were married, and how deeply, deeply wounded he's been by this. And he has been just, you know, denying it. Then when he drinks, he's abusive as hell to her. And she's a wonderful woman. She loves him, he loves her, and they want to stay together. But it's getting in touch with the feeling words. Many men don't have a large vocabulary of feeling words. They're most comfortable with mad, very little bit sad. And there's a whole range of emotions in between those two. And the fancy word for it is alexithymia. Don't bother to remember it. It's written in some of the professional literature. It just means the inability to access your feelings. Many men, when you ask, what do you feel, they'll tell you what they think. And it's hard to get down to the gut level. There's a book that is I recommend to lay people as well as professionals. It's about I Don't Want to Talk About It by Terrence Real. And I used to order it by the half dozen when I was in full-time private practice. And the clerk said one time, well, how can I order the book for you, doctor, if you don't tell me what the name is it? I said, that's the name of the book. I Don't Want to Talk About It by Terrence Real. Down to Earth, and it talks about the hidden depression, the price that the family pays, the partner pays, and the man pays for not recognizing this depression, because it does show differently in men than in women.
Dr. Pascoe, we have just a moment left in our discussion today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I look forward to seeing the people in Nanaimo. I've been to Nanaimo since I've been about six, off and on. My parents and my grandparents retired in Victoria. I've taught at UVic, and you live in a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And I say that as I look out 18 miles across out my window to across Lake Winnipeg that's just beginning to freeze.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us, and good luck with your workshops in Nanaimo next week.
My pleasure.
Dr. Ray Pascoe has a PhD from the School of Applied Social Sciences at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. He's a family therapist and a human systems consultant. Dr. Pascoe will be in Nanaimo to offer workshops on counseling men and men's sexuality. You can find out more about Dr. Ray Pascoe online at docray, that's docwray, docray.artspace.com. You can find out more about the workshops that will be offered in Nanaimo on November the 24th, 25th, and 26th at nanaimomen.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.